Christopher Buckley's new novel has been described as part Monty Python and part Ocean's 11. It's the story of a scam to counterfeit the Shroud of Turin, believed by some to be the burial shroud of Jesus of Nazareth. As Jesus himself never said, talk about chutzpah. The 16th century Holy Roman schemers include Dismas, a former mercenary who now deals in religious relics from foreskins to finger bones, and Albrecht Dürer, the real-life artist and engraver. It's a road story of a kind that brings the duo into contact with brothels, damsels, foreplay, and swordplay. Christopher Buckley, who's written previous best-selling satires, including Thank You for Smoking and the memoir Losing Mum and Pup, joins us from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
What put this story into your mind?
Well, I was researching a short magazine piece on the media's infatuation with lists. Mm-hmm. And I stumbled across this, to me, arresting factoid that there was someone named Frederick of Saxony who lived in the early 16th century. But he had a collection of holy relics. This collection of holy relics numbered 19,013. The second thing I found out was that Frederick of Saxony was Martin Luther's employer. And it sort of, you know, took off from there. But it was the relic collection that, as I looked into that, it had marvelous things. A strand of Jesus's beard, a piece of straw from the holy manger, I'm not making this up, a vial of the Virgin Mary's breast milk. I mean, these were among the items in this collection.
In fact, the book opens with a scene at the Basel Relic Fair.
Yeah, it opens with a trade fair, and Dismas notes that there are two adjacent booths, each offering a complete crown of thorns for sale. And he thinks, you know, unfortunate placement there, you know. But these things existed.
And at one point, Dismas is told to translate the Shroud of Turin. Is that 16th century spin?
There was such a brisk trade in stolen relics at the time that, you know, the thumb bone of St. Anne that had for, you know, a century been in the, you know, church of, you know, St. Euthanasius in Liray, France, suddenly shows up in the, you know, church of St. Athanasius in Normandy, that the church had to sort of come up with a doctrine to legitimize or justify all this thieving. So they called, if a relic was stolen, or shall we say suddenly showed up elsewhere, it had been translated, or translatio in the Latin. And, you know, there was a sort of a sub-theology of relics. For instance, how would you tell if a relic was genuine, right? Okay, well, one of the tests was the smell test. If a relic was genuine, it gave off a fragrant aroma. Mm-hmm. I would not like to have been a relic inspector in the 16th century going around sniffing, ooh, that's nasty. And then there was test by ordeal, you know, mm-hmm. if you theoretically set fire to it and it didn't burn, you know, that sort of thing. And then there was this, saints were considered, even though dead, they were considered as living entities. They were still very much alive, if you were. And a saint would never permit his or her relic to be translated unless the saint desired it to be translated. So you see this sort of nifty, yeah. You know, Mother Church is very resilient.
You've written a funny book about a 16th century relic scam, but you're Christopher Buckley. I have to ask what you... I'm not even going to couch you to saying, what do you think of the Republican nominee? What do you think of Donald Trump?
The less, the better. With Trump, I think less is more. I think he is not a serious person. I think he is a destructive force. I think he is a perfect picture of the ugly American, to be honest, and does no good to anything. My father, who was a, you know, mm-hmm. rather well-known debater, I remember him telling me years ago, he said, never fence with an amateur, they'll kill you every time. And I've been thinking about that of late when I, you know, watch the debates and you've got, you know, whatever your opinions of Cruz, Rubio, Kasich, Carly Fiorina, whatever you think of their issues, these are at least serious people. And then you have this 800-pound orange-haired gorilla in the room. And I see more and more the wisdom of what my father said. He, you know, the gorilla will not play by the rules.
Am I wrong to see in this novel a theme that the relics we worship are often no more than making a choice among frauds?
You know, Frederick, he had 19,000 of these things.
Yeah.
He had, you know, everything. Frederick was called Frederick the Wise. This was a very learned man. And you think, well, wait, you know, how could he have really thought this was, you know, a strand of Jesus's hair or a piece mm-hmm. of straw? And the answer is, I suspect he didn't in his heart of hearts, but the overriding theology, if you will, was I think he thought that if relics make people more pious, where's the harm? I'm attracted to that notion. If it if belief in a you know a bone leads you to pray to be a better person, how quickly I descend into truism. Where's the harm?
Christopher Buckley, his novel, The Relic Master. Thanks so much for being with us.
Good talking with you, Scott.